Together, an interview series exploring the possibilities of cross-architecture development with those who live it. I'm your host, Nicole Huseman. Understanding how hardware-imposed performance ceilings impact your code can be, well, challenging. If you're struggling to assess the optimization trade-offs between memory bottlenecks and compute utilization, be it on CPUs or GPUs, the Intel Advisor's Roofline Analysis is a welcome friend. It helps you visualize application performance in relation to hardware limitations, including memory bandwidth and computational peaks. Today, we'll talk to two researchers from ANESC-ID in Lisbon, Portugal, about how they've worked to expand the roofline analysis model. As a senior researcher in the HPC Architectures and Systems Group at ANESC-ID, Alexander Ilich is currently focused on research primarily in high-performance and energy-efficient computing, highly heterogeneous systems, parallel applications, and computer architectures. He's also an assistant professor with the Department of Electrical and Computer Engineering at the IST at University of Lisbon. So great to have you with us, Alexander.
Thanks, Nicole. I'm very happy to be here.
As a researcher in the HPC Architectures and Systems Group at ANESC-ID, Diogo Marques is currently focused on the modeling of multi-core processors and heterogeneous systems. His work contributed to improving the accuracy and insightfulness of roofline modeling based on cache-aware roofline model by proposing the memory impact metrics and roof scaling methodology presented in the Intel Advisor Framework. He's currently pursuing his PhD in electrical and computer engineering at the IST at University of Lisbon. Thanks so much for being here, Diogo.
Thanks, Nicole, and thanks for the opportunity to participate in the Code Together series.
I'd also like to welcome Sujata Tibrewala, Intel's OneAPI Developer Community Manager. Welcome back to the program, Sujata.
Thank you, Nicole. Thank you so much. So, Alexander, Diego, can you start us off by telling us how the roofline analysis model has helped you in your work?
Yeah, thanks, Sujata. So, our contribution to roofline modeling represents a continuous research effort that started almost a decade ago. To be precise, it actually made part even of my PhD thesis back then, where we developed the cache-aware roofline model together with Federico Prates and Lionel Souza, who was my PhD supervisor. So typically, this cache-aware roofline model nowadays is called CAR. So as Nicole already said in the introduction, the cache-aware roofline model actually represents a new take on roofline modeling, which represents the processing limits of modern computing hardware by specifically taking into account the impacts of different levels of memory hierarchy. So in a nutshell, the CAR, or cache-aware roofline model, is a very intuitive model, and it's particularly useful for application optimization. So in the roofline chart, you can visualize where the performance of your application currently stands. And from there, you can detect what are your current bottlenecks. Then you can also derive the next optimization strategies to apply to your application in order to squeeze the maximum performance out of your architecture. It also tells you how much performance you also missed. However, besides the performance aspects, we also extended the CARB to depict the power and energy efficiency limits, and we also tackle different types of devices, not only CPUs, we also derive it for the GPUs. Basically, after publishing our CARB paper, like that was several years ago, in fact, we got contacted by Intel people, and they say, oh, we read your paper, and we think it's maybe nice to actually put it in our tools. We obviously didn't believe that people from Intel read our papers, but it actually became true. And 1 year after that, we actually get a cache-aware roofline model in the Intel Advisor tool. And since then, it became kind of popular both in academia and industry. So even before the product release of the Intel Advisor roofline feature, we worked with the Intel Advisor team, especially with Zahar Matveev and all people around him, in order to improve the insightfulness of this model and also to give some guidelines on kind of how it should be constructed and all the other perks of the cache-aware roofline modeling that we had before. In fact, in 2017, these joint efforts were awarded by the HIPE community with Tech Transfer Award, which actually recognized this collaboration as one of the most successful technology transfers in Europe back then. So naturally, our collaboration with Intel Advisor, now One API team, has continued even to this date through many scientific publications, tutorials that we jointly performed. For example, every year since 2017, we have a roofline tutorial on SC that is jointly done between our institute, Intel, and also guys from Berkeley. Some that recently even from some other companies like NVIDIA and also Argon people. So a lot of us who are working in roofline, we join together and do a tutorial every year at SC and also at other venues such as ISC. Recently, with One API team and Sujata in particular, we also started adopting this content and also preparing tutorials that are aimed for One API Dev Summits and one we already had a year ago. And I think in 2 weeks from now, we'll have another one, right, Sujata?
Yeah, we're looking forward to that tutorial.
Yeah, so in that one, we will be talking about how we can use actually a roofline model and cache-aware roofline model in particular on GPUs and a little bit on CPUs in order to improve the performance of one bioinformatics application, which is actually one of the topics that Diogo is working. In fact, Diogo's topic for the PhD thesis, because he's my PhD student, is actually aimed on providing a new ways and expanding the insightfulness of the cache-aware roofline model. So within a couple of Intel research grants that we also had a couple of years ago, Diogo was heavily involved in the expansion of the roofline modeling and its integration in Intel Advisor tool, and also giving additional features in the Intel Advisor to support the analysis. So since this is your topic, Diogo, maybe you can give us more insights on those developments.
Sure. Thanks, Professor. So our work, performed in collaboration with Intel, focus mainly on the different requirements that applications can have. For example, given the high diversity of instructions that the current processors use, applications can contain or scalar, instructions, or even using vector intrinsics like AVX, or even the most recent ones, AVX 512. And this is not only between applications, this difference, but it can occur even in the different phases of the same application. So some loop can be completely different than a loop later executed. And the main issue we were having with the cache-aware roofline model was that we were not considering the different performance limits of the microarchitecture that resemble these specifics of the application. For example, an application that was scaled was characterizing an AVX 512 roofline. And this was leading to some weird scenarios, like one application that was memory bound, but it was appearing like computer, vice versa. And you can imagine someone like some software developer is trying to optimize its application. And like this, the model doesn't provide the best guidelines. So it, instead of facilitating the process of optimization, we are in fact making it more difficult. So to solve these issues, we focus on scale the roofs according to these application specifics. And to do this, we perform really an extensive experimental evaluation of the microarchitecture capabilities under different execution scenarios. And also better identify which bottleneck, mostly from the memory side, that is affecting and degrading our performance. We also derive some performance memory metrics that represent how much time each memory level contributed to the overall time, or how much bytes, amount of information, is served by each memory. You can, in fact, see these proposals in Intel Advisor with the introduction of the scalar roofline and of the memory share metrics that are also integrated in the integrated roofline model. And is also from all this research, we were able to do a publication, the application-driven cache-aware roofline model, and also to present several tutorials in different venues, such as ISC HPI Performance, One API, Intel Dev Summit, etc. So this is the most inspiring part from this work, because we present our knowledge about application optimization. And since we gather several software developers from different research areas can have an impact in applications from diverse areas that have an impact in our society.
No, that's really true. Yeah, the work that you do will really impact developers, all different applications. So yeah, thank you for your work. Now, one follow-up question I have is, since we're talking about one API and heterogeneous computing, to Nicole's point earlier, how do you think Advisor has addressed the needs of a heterogeneous application, and how could it be improved to address the needs of such applications in future?
So from the point of view of heterogeneous environments, I think since we already have CPU and GPU in Intel Advisor, we can clearly like evaluate, imagine an application that has work distributed to CPU and GPU, we can individually evaluate the performance of those kernels. But maybe this has a limitation because we cannot see also the performance in its global, let's say, because we need to divide the application into different parts. And here it enters the part of developing a model for heterogeneous environment. So for example, for CPU, we needed to carefully design the micro benchmarks to attain the limits of the computation. And it's not easy to port to different devices. So we need to, again, carefully design for different benchmarks that can do that exact job. And this is the challenge from the microarchitecture point of view. Then from the application point of view, there is also the need to know how the work is being distributed, how much work, because that can affect our model. I mean, this is only what I think, not because we are starting moving to that direction, but we don't still have a clear idea how that will work. But one advantage that we have for now, because it cannot be everything challenges, right? DPC now, the DPC++, because so far we needed two different languages, like C, C++ for CPU, and then OpenCL to evaluate the GPUs, or CUDA for other vendors. And now we can, in a single programming model, unify our benchmarks, which makes much easier our work, and that it's making us going towards that heterogeneous model.
Wow, that's a great perspective. Professor Alexander, did you want to add something to this?
No, I totally agree and support Diogo's idea. In fact, I would like to see it implemented until the end of his PhD thesis. That would be awesome. But it's quite a challenging task to actually create a heterogeneous roofline model for two different devices together. So he was right in terms of our micro benchmarking strategy, we have to really think. And yes, he sees a really good potential in DPC++ to kind of alleviate that problem. But yeah, it requires significant research in order to push it, but it can be a great contribution for all of us, and especially for his thesis.
Yeah, especially for my thesis, that's true.
Yeah, and that's awesome. And you pointed out, like, you know, in the past, you needed different languages. And now with DPC++, with the same language, you're able to target two different devices and then do the profiling on the same tool. That really helps you and helps the research.
I think it really helps, for example, application characterization. So that one will be easier with DPC++, provided that we overcome designing the model in the right way, you know, before it.
It's been fantastic to hear really how you contributed early on to the roofline model and how you've really been able to contribute in its evolution. And it'll be great to see how we continue to collaborate. Thank you so much, both of you, for really sharing your insights. As we wrap up today, Alexander, where can we point folks to learn more about your work?
As always, you know, given that we are producing scientific papers, you know, typically this is the best place to start. And I promise that those ones on Roofline are not difficult to read. So we can probably provide a couple of links to some of our most fundamental papers regarding the cache-aware Roofline model and the extension of application-driven cache-aware Roofline model that Diogo was mentioning. Also, we would really like to invite you to join us at tutorials, you know, and one API dev summit, where we are going to share our experience and explain also how the roofline works, how we can use it, and show some practical examples of how we can improve the applications on different devices.
And it'll be so great to have you at Dev Summit. We're really looking forward to that. And Diogo, would you like to give our listeners any pointers to any additional information?
I think they can consult the Intel Advisor website to check how roofline analysis can be performed. And also take a look at the code samples because they can help related to the roofline analysis. There are some. They can help our listeners to understand how it works in that framework.
Excellent, Diego. It's been so great to have you here. Thank you so much for diving into those technical details for us.
Thanks, Nicole. I really enjoyed this discussion.
And Alexander, thanks so much for being back on the program. Always great to talk to you.
Thanks, Nicole. It's been a great pleasure to join this discussion today. Thanks.
And a big thank you to all of our listeners for joining us today. Let's continue the conversation at oneapi.com.